Welcome to GalacticConnection.com. We are committed to expanding perspectives, bringing forth cutting-edge information and education, and preparing and assisting the planet for the up-and-coming events associated with stepping out of this 3D matrix. We intend to connect minds and hearts around the globe in order to attain global unity and galactic acceptance. Every Tuesday at 4 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, we will bring you the most current topics in the news, as well as education, research, healing information, and out-of-this-world perspectives regarding a variety of topics. For example, you can look forward to discussions on global communities, governments, countries, planets, solar systems, ancient civilizations, and beyond, in addition to metaphysical individuals, angels, extraterrestrials, UFOs, galactic brotherhoods, high councils, and ascended masters. Our guests are experts in these fields, and our GalacticConnection.com show promises to be very thought-provoking.
Let us be together, let us progress and triumph, let us gain energy and momentum. Lead us to clarity, feeling of unity, let there be peace, peace, peace and wonder.
Good afternoon, everybody. Today is Tuesday, October 29th, 2013, and I am going to be reviewing some really interesting things today with Cobra, and one in particular is going to be the event. I wanted to ask him some questions about that. I did want to thank everybody for their support and all of their questions that are coming in. Just keep bringing them in because they definitely add depth to the interview. And Cobra, say hello.
Hello, everybody.
So, Cobra, tell me right now what you feel is the state of the White House as far as the, you know, considering the shutdown and the fact that all of these White House congressmen are nowhere to be found, they say.
Yeah, that's why they say. likely they will emerge out of nowhere and as if nothing happened.
Well, I wanted to ask you, because according to Fulford, they were flown down to Florida last Thursday by the U.S. military, and they've not returned, and no one's heard a peep out of them.
Yeah, there was a lot of news circulating about that Florida excursion. And if there was no confirmation by Sunday, because this is the day when Fulford wrote this article, it doesn't mean anything.
Oh, well, that's too bad. Bummer. I was hoping you'd have something really juicy about where they ended up. Maybe they got beamed up to another spaceship or something.
Doesn't work like that.
So a lot of people, I mean, the hottest, biggest question right now is what is behind the 22 generals that had been dismissed? And of course, the number apparently is rising. Tell us a little bit about what you think is the core reason behind that. Were they actually fired by the cabal, or was it actual cleaning house by the positive military?
Okay, I have contacted some positive military sources about this, and they said it is, unfortunately, it is the cabal trying to get rid of the good guys.
Mm.
So this is the plan, but the light forces have the counter plan. So whatever the cabal does with the military right now, it will not change anything.
Okay, well.
So they cannot disrupt any plans by doing this.
Okay, good. Okay, well, another really hot topic has been NASA and the fact that since the entire government shutdown, which really didn't end up being a shutdown, as many know, but the main thing that went down was the surveillance and the space-related projects. So what is your take on that? What is it that the NASA department as well as the government is trying to hide from us?
Well, NASA was hiding things from the start because it was actually a military organization, a negative military factions, and Illuminati people were the ones behind the formation of NASA. And all information coming out from NASA was heavily filtered from the start, and nothing has actually changed. It still remains the same.
Okay.
But I would say most of speculations and conspiracy theories about NASA are wrong because people don't have the right information. They just speculate, and then other people repost or reblog those speculations without any deeper insight.
Yeah, because I remember at one time you had said that NASA was actually, there was some light infiltration with that
Oh
program,
yes.
right?
Oh
Correct?
yes. Oh yes,
Okay,
there
you
was.
still feel that way.
Oh yes.
So, how about the big news about the three-dimensional object? Apparently, there's these three-dimensional objects. They're black. They've been carrying a huge magnetic force field, and they disappeared for a while, and they reappeared, and they're hiding supposedly, and docked is the word they use, behind the dark side of the moon, positioned in a circular alignment. Do you have any feedback on that?
This is kind of news I cannot support because it goes against all understanding of how higher civilizations use their technology. No advanced civilization would need to hide their spaceship behind the moon.
Oh, because they could just cloak it, right?
Yeah, and people who post those things don't have the basic understanding of physics and how propulsion systems, for example, operate, or how the ships can manage their travel through space-time continuum, or how they can cloak themselves. It's the easiest thing to do.
That's a really good point. Thank you for that. Now, are you familiar with James McCaney? I think I talked to you about him last time.
I need to refresh my memory right now.
Okay, he's a physicist and he's been studying this for several decades, the whole Comet Ison situation. He actually came up with and developed a model called the plasma discharge comet. Are you familiar with that? Okay, so one of the things he's really been on his bandbox, so to speak, to say that there is an impact that's going to occur with the comet and the sun in November of this year and that it will continue to run through 2014. He said something about it being so bright that it was so off scale that there was just no way they could even describe it, that there's never been anything like it. And the first thing that came to my mind was this sounded an awful lot like the event. So I wanted to know
These
what your
are
feeling was on
totally
that.
unrelated things. This comet will get closest to the sun on the 28th of November, and there were initial predictions that it might get quite bright, but most likely it will not get bright at all. So all speculation about this comet is most likely, and in most cases, complete disinformation.
Okay, and do you agree with the fact that this comet is causing a lot of severe weather anomalies?
No, I don't agree with that.
Okay. Well, there you go, folks. Now you got that answer. Actually, that was my question, but okay, so Ben Fulford just put something out, and I thought he had some really good tidbits in here. I was curious what you thought about the fact that supposedly the Pope had refused to meet with Benjamin Netanyahu. What is your opinion on that?
It's a continuation of the Jesuit strategy, and not just the Jesuit strategy. Actually, many strong geopolitical forces are now beginning to realize that the Illuminati faction will be removed from the planet. And they are trying to adapt to the situation. So suddenly everybody is against the US and Israel cabalists. And the same with the new Pope. And the new Pope is just continuing the hundreds and hundreds years of traditional Jesuits to adapt very swiftly and softly to the situation to appear as the good guys. So it is nothing else but the survival tactics for the church and for the Jesuits.
So it's almost like there's kind of like a new bully on the block, so to speak.
In a way, yes.
Okay. And what is your feeling about Putin refusing to see Kissinger regarding that?
Actually, Kissingers and Rothschilds and all kinds of people have been going to Russia years after years, time after time. And in the last few years, they have been rejected from Russia. Because, of course, the Eastern Alliance is quite strong in Russia, at least on certain levels, and they are not allowed to, they will always leave empty-handed. And even, not only that, it might happen that if any of those people show up in Russia again, they might get arrested.
Well, that's actually good. Wow,
Yes.
that's a nice change. So now he also mentions that the government of Saudi Arabia is reevaluating using the petrodollars. Can you comment on that? Do you feel like that is a really good move? Because I know the Saudi Arabia has always been a very strong ally with the United States.
Yes, they are beginning to realize that the cabal is going to lose, especially the Illuminati faction, which is mostly concentrated in Israel and United States. And therefore, the Saudi regime is beginning to divert itself and its policy away from that faction. and is trying to ally more with an Eastern alliance, but not directly, not overtly, but behind the scenes.
Okay. And what about Turkey? Do you feel that the same thing applies with them?
Yes, of course.
Okay.
I
Okay.
would say almost every country on the planet, except from Israel and the United States, is beginning to realize that.
So that's really good news.
Yes.
At least they're aligning with the BRICS nations.
Yes.
Okay. And then what did you think about his comment on Khamenei kind of disappearing, though wouldn't had seen him for over 3 weeks? And apparently he had always been very public, Ayatollah Khamenei.
Yes, he's losing power because now there is a new undercurrent in Iran, which is quite more positive and has a strong support from Eastern alliance.
And that seems to be, with all the stuff that I've blogged lately, that seems to be a real deal breaker for the changes that are going on between the Mid East versus Israel. Do you agree with that? I mean, he seems to be a
Yes.
major kingpin.
Actually, it's a big reshuffling taking place right now. And it's just a preparation. It's not just a political reshuffling, it's also a financial reshuffling. And people are beginning to realize that there will be some drastic changes coming. And it's actually a good proof that the event will happen because if most people in high political positions are making such changes, it cannot mean anything else but the removal of the Illuminati faction of the cabal. Nothing else could trigger such geopolitical changes.
Okay. Well, and what do you think about the whole so-called schism that's being presented between the United States and Europe because of NSA spying, them
It's the
getting.
same process on different level. It's the same process
Okay.
because the negative part of NSA was actually controlled by Illuminati faction, which was in turn controlled by the Jesuits.
So, what I'm hearing from you is the Illuminati seems to be going down. They seem to be losing a lot of power and clout.
Yes,
And the
yes.
only other bad boy, so to speak, on the block now, I'm not going to say only, but the major bad boy on the block now is the Jesuits.
The Jesuits and Rothschilds to a certain degree, but the Rothschilds are losing power, so they are not as important as they were even a year ago. So yes, I could agree with that. Jesuits and the Illuminati.
Okay. And now I thought this was a really big deal. Cobra, I really want to hear your opinion on this. There was a comment made by Ben that the European Union Parliament last week suspended the US from the SWIFT International Financial Database. What is your opinion on that? How do you think that's going to affect the financial system?
It will not affect it because that suspension was just theoretical. It was just a protest vote, I would say. It did not have any, it was not implemented in reality, not yet. But if such thing is implemented in reality, of course, this will be another step in dismantling the financial system of the cabal.
Now, do you agree that the new and improved financial system as the temporary framework that's going to be used in the new society, do you agree that that has already been set? It's just kind of waiting and ready to go at the right time?
It was actually set last year in July. It's waiting since that time.
Okay. So we're set to go financially when that time comes. And of course, you've always said that that's not going to happen until after the event.
Yes,
Right?
exactly.
Okay. Okay, cool. Now, what do you feel about, I thought this was kind of a big deal. Israel supposedly approved a release of 26 Palestinian prisoners. Can you comment on that? I mean, normally Israel isn't even willing to go to the negotiation table. So what do you think about that? Is there anything behind the scenes?
It's just a small, I would say, negotiation tactics because from time to time Israel was releasing prisoners. Not large numbers. It's a small percentage of all the prisoners. It's just like to earn some spots, to earn some points. It's just a negotiation tactic. It's nothing that would have a major importance at the moment.
And so, really, this is just trying to make them look good in the eyes of the media, so to speak.
Yes, yes,
Okay.
yes.
Because they are really getting slammed. So, that's
Well,
probably.
Israel is a little bit concerned right now because the focus may soon shift towards Israel as the next country that needs to be cleared of, for example, chemical weapons, nuclear weapons, and also other things.
Do you feel that the Zionists have lost their stronghold?
Not yet.
Not even a little bit?
Not really. I mean, they are losing power daily, but not enough.
Okay, and then now this, I think, is just about everybody's question on the planet, and that is, what is the truth behind the nuclear weapon that supposedly exploded in the Atlantic Ocean off of Charleston? Can you tell us the whole deal on that?
Well, I think everybody knows this was supposed to explode somewhere else, and this was prevented. And
Okay.
there were many layers of prevention, layers on the surface of the planet, people in the military who could prevent this. Then there were galactic forces who could prevent this, but it was not allowed to be exploded on the surface among human population. So apart from that, it doesn't matter.
Okay. And do
Actually,
you go
you don't
ahead.
need to worry about nuclear weapons. Nobody needs to worry about that. This is taken care of.
Well, it's just that people were concerned. I mean, obviously, to get that close to the United States and go off. I mean, do you agree that it actually went off?
Well, you see, there were many nuclear tests inside the mainland United States in the last 50 years. I think hundreds of them, if not thousands of them. And nobody was concerned then.
That's true. Not that I should be laughing, it's not a laughing matter. Well, do you feel that this is the direct correlation? This was the triggering point as to what caused all the high level, generals and military personnel to be let go?
This is just one of those events. If you remember, such things were happening last year massively in November. They're happening now again. And it is just the cabal trying to get rid of the good people inside the military. But as I said again, this will not influence the plans of the light forces, not a tiny bit.
Okay. Now I'm going to go back to one of your posts where you were talking about. It says here there's still a very small group of main etheric archons which continue to exert control on the reincarnation process, and they're still continuing to trigger weak spots of incarnated humans through their remote control operated etheric scalar implant technologies. Now, you mentioned that they do this obviously off world and that they're still hoping to try to hack into the system. Is there any feedback on that? Has there been any progress with that?
There has been some progress, but not enough.
Okay.
The resistance movement is working constantly on that, but it's quite a complex technology, and it needs quite some time to be dismantled completely.
Okay. Okay, and now you were talking about these implants. This was fascinating to me just because of what Pam and I stumbled upon, as with the implant removal process. We really think we've got something here just because of the radical shifts we're seeing in people after they have it done. You mentioned it as these small etheric black holes that rotate in a scalar electromagnetic field. Can you explain that a little more? How it works?
I think everybody knows what a black hole is.
Yes.
You can make a black hole out of physical matter, and you can also make a black hole out of the etheric matter. And if you put that etheric black hole in a rotating electromagnetic field, that black hole begins to behave in a different manner, and it begins to influence the surrounding quantum, I would say quantum space around it. It begins to distort the reality around you. And actually, that distortion couples with electromagnetic fields and creates, I would say, a disharmonious electromagnetic field around you that begins to influence your consciousness. And this is exactly what's happening to every single individual on the surface of the planet. So I would say everybody is half crazy with this. This is the
Right.
reason why people have been asleep. This is why it takes so long for people to awaken. This is why people were even successful. Even the people were even, this is the reason why the cabal was able to control people. Otherwise, they would say no. Nobody would agree to such craziness without those implants.
Interesting. Well, and the way you just described it, that was really helpful. So now that electromagnetic field, forgive my ignorance, but how far is that reaching?
Actually, you have so many of those black holes, not just in the implant, but also in the space around us. So the whole surface of the planet is covered with this.
So they're basically penetrating us from other dimensional levels through these black holes, which
Yes.
are now, are they communicating with the black holes within our bodies that are being created by the implants? kind of thing?
This was happening before, but this has been resolved to a certain degree now. This communication is now much, much more difficult. So we are now getting closer to the final removal of this, but it's still quite a complex task. And when this is done, then the victory is ours.
That's awesome. That is so great. Now, I just to kind of throw this in here, I had a lady walk right in about one of your postings, and she said she was a little confused because you put a chart out for November 23rd, 2013, and you were talking about a star tetrahedron. You remember this, right?
Yes.
Okay. And she said, I ran one, and she said she still was not able to come up with an exact star tetrahedron. And she was curious as to how you ran that chart, like what
Okay.
astrology you based it on.
If this was a heliocentric chart and not a geocentric chart. Most astrologers in most situations use geocentric charts, and those charts show the positions of the planets relating to planet Earth. And the chart I use is the chart for the whole solar system, not just for this planet. And that's a heliocentric chart. And that chart shows this six-pointed star formation if you would be above the solar system or if you would be looking from the sun. You would see that formation in the sky on the 23rd of November, but not from planet Earth. So actually, this portal is not affecting only our planet. This portal is affecting the whole solar system, which is a much, much greater scope and much more powerful energy, as you might say.
Yeah, absolutely. Wow. It's too bad we can't see it, huh? If you were in the solar system, where would you be able to see it from?
If you will be looking from the sun, you will be able to see six planets in a six approximately 60 degrees apart. But you
Wow.
will definitely be able to feel the energy of that on that day.
And what will it, what do you think it'll feel like?
Well, let's wait and see.
You're so funny. Okay, so back to a serious question, which is about the Catholic Church. And I have asked you many times about Pope Francis, and did you think that he was kind of moving towards the light? What is your feeling about the document that he released on July 9th, where it was supposed to be laying down a new set of laws? Do you see that as a positive? Because a lot of people are claiming that it is. Or do you see it as Kevin Arnett says, it's just they're only commenting that they're only accountable to their own canon law?
Okay, the problem with the document is that it can be interpreted in every way. It can be interpreted as something positive and as something negative. And it was intentionally written in that way, so it gives room for manipulation. And as you know, Jesuits are masters of manipulation. So I would be a little bit skeptical about that document. I would not see it as something so positive at this point because the Jesuits are not, they don't have the highest interest of humanity as their goal.
Yes. They think they said that from a not so great standpoint, that if one of the priests who happens to be honest and stepped forward and leaked any kind of information, they would actually receive criminal offense.
Yeah, this is actually one possible interpretation of that document.
That's too bad. So, okay, back to James McCaney. He is one of the physicists I was referring to. Now, he just put out the most fascinating, I was going to send it to you, and I apologize for not sending it to you, Cobra, but he was putting out a video or an audio of Comet Ison and how it had passed by Mars. And what they saw was like an electrical charge once it passed by Mars's field. And the comet itself turned like a neon green, and apparently this was from carbon monoxide and that sort of thing. But it also put around kind of a green auric field around the planet. I just wanted to see if you could comment on that and what you feel that this comet will be doing and the way it will be affecting our planet when it comes by the Earth.
Actually, this plasmatic discharge is a very common phenomenon in this universe, and it's nothing special. It happens all the time. But I think the Earth will be too far away from the comet to for us to experience the same effect. Actually, we are experiencing similar effects with our own sun when you have this aurora northern lights every year, or shall we say, every time the sun gets more active, you can see those dancing lights in the sky very high up north. So this plasmatic discharge is a very common phenomenon in this universe, and It's actually nothing dangerous or nothing very sensational. It looks beautiful, but that's all about it.
It looks beautiful, but that's it. Oh my God. And there's such a big deal being made about it, you know?
Yes, it's a media hype. It's like to increase, how media do things. So the information, they just put it out of context and out of proportion to get better ratings. It's
Right.
the same with alternative media. It's exactly the same phenomenon.
Okay. So now let's talk about Fukushima. I know that you said that it could be way worse and that it could have a way higher rating than it does, but the information just keeps pouring out daily and not great at all. And here's a quotation. It says, "This is the worst industrial accident ever to occur, but it's not over." They're saying that the Fukushima power plants are crumbling, and should another earthquake strike, the Area 1 building could collapse and release massive amounts of radiation into the atmosphere. What do you feel is, I mean, is there anything we can do to stave this off, or is this an obvious act of prevention by the part of the galactics?
Okay, if this Fukushima situation gets too far out of control, the galactic forces will help. But there is another element to this, which is the Cabal is misusing this Hiroshima, this Fukushima event to actually put more industrial radioactive waste in that area to further their own goals and to use this as a negotiation tool in Japan.
Yeah, and I know that living in California, they're really hyping it up, Cobra. I mean, we're getting a lot of information that the radiation rates hitting the West Coast are just at an all-time high.
Well, there are actually other sources of radiation, not just Fukushima plant.
True, true. Okay, well, let's talk about the Orion system. I read in another article that they really felt that the matrix was starting to literally implode, and that one of the signs was the governmental shutdown, that it wasn't just a stage performance. I wanted to see what you thought about that.
What is the connection between the Orion and the shuttle?
I don't know. It said because of the fact that Washington, D.C. was the center of power for the Orion system.
It is one of the centers of power because you might want to know that the Rothschilds are actually coming from the Orion system. And they are connected with this, but there are many reasons why this so-called government shutdown happened. One of them is the insanity of the Illuminati faction. They just want to push their agenda with complete disregard of consequences. And when they realize, usually they start something like this, and when they realize they're going too far, they just back off. And this cycle has been repeating in the last 50 years of human history countless times.
I mean, what was the ultimate goal of the shutdown?
The ultimate goal of the shutdown, their plan was to trigger martial law. And of course, that cannot happen.
Okay.
And when they realize it cannot happen, they have just miraculously found a solution as they always could. It was not difficult to find a solution for a thing like this. It's just a matter of minimum political consensus, that's all.
Okay. Well, at least we got a little victory there, huh?
Yes.
No martial law.
And
So,
that never happened. That will not be allowed to happen.
good. Right on. Now, what is your opinion of the dimensional levels within the dimensions? And the reason I say that is you will come across several articles referring to the 12th level of the fourth dimension. Do you agree or disagree with this? And is that true that there are multiple dimensions within the dimension?
I would say there are subdimensions. There are, I would say, vibrational little differences between one octave to another. You can put it this way or that way. There are various ways to describe it. I will not go into details here, but on a certain level, that's true. But people don't have enough understanding to correctly describe what they are seeing or getting. So, but yes, roughly speaking, yes, I would say this is correct.
So, do you agree that there were some full-blown galactic conflicts going on in the higher le sub-levels of the fourth dimension
When?
over this last summer?
Actually, there were conflicts in, as some people describe it, higher fourth dimension happening in the last 25,000 years on this planet, and they have been just finishing this summer.
Okay, so we did come to a close in that area, huh?
Yes, I would say
That's right
if I
on.
use this terminology, the higher fourth dimension is now clear of the dark forces, if they're gone.
Oh my God, that's awesome. Wow, that's great news. Okay, so I wanted to hear what you thought about this. It says you have to know that this cosmic break in the space-time structure during the preparation for ascension is known to be used to liberate the people who have decided differently from their demons. 90% of humanity is possessed by foreign energies and demons. This is one of the reasons why we can no longer bear human crowds, because so many people are fully possessed. What do you think about that?
I was speaking many times about this. Actually, there are so many entities around everybody tied to the implants that for every human being, there are many entities on the etheric plane which are not of the light, and this is being cleared, but it has not been cleared yet.
Don't you think, though, Cobra? The reason I brought this up is because there isn't a light worker, star seed, light warrior—I don't care what you want to call yourself—that hasn't had this conversation about how they don't want to come out of their cave. You know what I mean? We tend to stay in our homes, or we tend to stay in a very small group of people because we really don't want to get out there.
Yes, it's quite understandable.
And this is, to me, this just nailed it right on the head. I just wanted to see what you thought about that.
Of course, this is a very good response to avoid contamination. I mean, etheric contamination.
Okay. Well, okay. Now, what do you think about it has been said that there are some arrests in the last several days of politicians. I didn't get any names or anything, but I ran across this on one of the most recent articles. Have you heard anything about that?
I heard rumors, but no confirmations.
Okay. So that's just a rumor right now at this point. Okay. Now, can you give us an update on what's going on with Syria and Israel's impact on that as well?
The situation in Syria has not been resolved yet. Of course, this imminent danger of foreign invasion has been removed, but the situation there is not yet being resolved.
So, are there still like I saw one blog posting that I had put up probably a good 2 weeks ago, and it was talking about how the Syrian rebel army had had some major victories. Are they fighting for the Syrian government? Are they fighting for the Gobalis? Are they fighting for the positive military? I mean,
Okay, actually, the rebel forces—they started with a good fight against the tyrannical regime, but then the Rothschilds has misused this and infiltrated many mercenaries which are not of the light and have taken over completely the rebel forces. And now the rebel forces are compromised, and they're actually worse than the government.
Wow. What a mess, huh?
Yeah,
And I
exactly.
noticed, I don't know if you saw the latest, there's now audio and video out. Somebody smuggled it out of Syria of the actual war. Did you see that?
No,
They actually have
no.
live footage on the war that's going on in Syria. Don't know if it's legitimate, but it is out there right now. Now they're saying, like you had mentioned, that they see a huge turning point in world affairs with Israel, especially because of Syria being willing to, open up to the chemical weapons and that kind of thing. And of course, that didn't that kind of backfire on Israel? Like you said, they're really paying attention to Israel's stockpile now.
Yes, exactly.
And so, where do you see that going? I mean, isn't that going to eventually become something where every government's going to have to step up to the plate and present their so-called stockpiles?
Not immediately, but after some time, yes.
Okay. Because, I mean, I think in order for us to have world peace, I would imagine that's where we're going to have to go.
Exactly. Actually, when the event happens, all this will be removed. We don't need any chemical weapons on this planet. It's complete and absolutely not necessary.
Now, I'm glad you reminded me. You put out a posting, and it was about it was the anonymous posting, which I did, by the way, I blasted it. And it was talking about how they wanted to see how quickly the network could communicate and get messages across the world as rapidly as possible. It immediately came to me that Anonymous has somewhat become more of a spokes mouthpiece, so to speak, of the positive military or the the resistance movement. Is that fair to say that they're working very well with you guys now?
I cannot comment on this at this moment. It's very sensitive at this moment.
Okay, so when you look at the world affairs right now, it seems to me, for example, the UK refused to go to war in Syria. And, a lot of these other, like Russia has made some amazing bold statements about not going into Syria, and they've actually made some threats to the United States and other countries. So are we now down to just the United States, maybe France, Israel, and a few others? I mean, is that pretty much where we're at as far as the Illuminati goes?
Actually, we're down to United States and Israel against the whole world.
Wow. That's huge. That's amazing.
Yes, it's a good progress.
Yeah, it is. Well, you
But
gotta.
I'm not speaking about the countries themselves. I'm speaking about the factions. You know, people need to understand it's not a war between one country and another. It's actually more of harmonized intent to bring down the cabal, which is mostly situated in the United States and Israel. Of course, there are people who belong to the same cabal everywhere else, but they are losing power. I would say they have lost more than 50% of their power everywhere else.
That's great news. Wow. Okay, let me ask you a question about the GMO foods. Do you feel that the BRICS nations are going to be coming, are they behind this big move? Because Mexico just suspended the planting of GMO crops, which was pretty big considering it was in North America. And as you know, South America had a huge victory over GMO planting and that kind of thing. And I feel very strongly about the GMO and Monsanto, and I mean that's just, you can't get a worse way of contaminating and killing the people of the world. So, what do you feel what do you see is the progress for the GMO movement? I mean, do you think that this is something that will just keep continuing through the Jesuits? I mean, are they behind the scenes, what am I trying to say? You're basically putting money in their coffin, so to speak, to keep it going? Or do you actually see, because there's so much of an uprise around the world, that we will succeed with this GMO contamination, ceasing it?
Actually, this GMO project belongs to Illuminati, and
God.
it is this project will be removed from the planet. Monsanto will be disbanded, maybe even before the event. That's a possibility, because this anti-GMO movement is getting stronger and stronger. And as you know, there are many victories lately around the world,
Big
and
time.
I think soon the entire world will unite against this GMO food and Monsanto nonsense.
Okay, because the other day I was watching something, Cobra, I couldn't even handle it. And they were talking about how they're getting so much upheaval in the so-called first world countries that they're now really hammering the third world countries and insisting on selling, the seeds and that sort of thing. Livestock are dying at an unprecedented rate, and of course it's spreading contamination to the people. And so a lot of people write into me and say, why aren't the Galactic stepping in? Because it's so bad.
You see, it's a very delicate balance. If the galactic forces intervene on the surface of the planet, the cabal would go crazy. It's like you have a crazy dog at your gate. You have to give him some food to calm him down and then enter and rescue the people inside.
I know it's difficult because you got to think like a maniac, huh?
Well, you don't need to think like a maniac. You need to know how to calm down the maniac to rescue the people. And it's not easy. That's why it takes so much time, especially when the surface population is not cooperating.
Yes, this is true. And not awake.
Yeah, before, of course, if people are awake, they begin to cooperate with the light.
Okay. Well, now on to the financial world. It seems like there's been some really big pluses going on. JP Morgan just settled with the United States Department of Justice for, and they said it was a record-breaking fine of $13 billion. That's probably the highest I think I've seen. Can you comment on that? And apparently, there were also some major hiccups with Wells and Chase as far as stipulating a $50,000 minimum access to money.
About those fines don't mean much to those big banks because they handle trillions, and a few billions for them, it's a little bit painful, but not enough, as you can probably know.
Right.
The cabal is trying to steal the markets in the banks. So again, I would suggest people move their money out of the banks as soon as possible, because before the event happens, the last stage of the cabal might want to seize the accounts or steal money from the accounts. That's a possibility.
Wow, that's a good point. Yeah, and you've been really consistent on that. So everybody, get most of your money out of the bank, except for what you're willing to lose. Right, Cobra?
Yes, exactly. Actually, you don't need to have any money. Just enough to maintain your account if you need it, but otherwise you don't need to have your money there.
That's true.
It's one of the least safest places. It's everywhere else it's better.
Yeah, under your mattress is better, huh?
Yes.
So, I'm sure you read about Ireland and how they have a activist organization that filed a lawsuit against the Bank of Ireland. Did you hear about this? It's pretty cool. And I'm thinking to myself, isn't this going to just be huge if they can set a precedent across the world? And I was just wondering if you had read up on that, what you thought, is that affecting the financial world, the Rothschilds, and the way that they're doing business?
Well, it's not affecting them directly. It's more affecting the consciousness of human beings because there are countries like Iceland, Ireland, Hungary, other countries that are trying to break free. And this is a very good sign.
Yes. It's a really good sign. And it's a good sign because people are finally banding together. They're getting upset enough to stand up and fight for their rights. Now, Cobra, what did you think about the shutdown in China because of the radical smog? I mean, is it, what did where did that come from? I mean, is that I know they've had smog issues, but is there a reason for that? I mean, was it something that
Actually, China has, especially larger cities, and when there is a lot of industry, has a very low quality of air. And it's a big problem in Russia, no, in Russia, in China, in the last few decades, and it's getting worse and worse. So the standards we have here in the West are much better. And in China, it can really become horrible. So it's mostly industrial pollution. And to a certain degree, it's the same in Russia in the most industrial areas. It's quite the same.
Wow. So this is really kind of Mother Nature's way of a wake-up call for the
It is
madness.
simply that humanity puts too much stress on Mother Nature sometimes.
So they're going to have to
And this
make a
is one of the
choice.
examples.
Yeah. They'll have to make a choice. Stand up or just, accept it.
Actually, it's not them that will make a choice when the event happens. All those heavy industries will have to be restructured. With new advanced technologies, there will be no need to use fossil fuels or with clean and free energy, there is no need for air pollution.
Very good. Oh, I cannot wait. So, okay. What did you think? I don't know if you caught this. This just came out. Apparently, the United States is panicking because a chemtrail plane was brought down over India. Did you hear about this?
I think this article is about 4 years old.
Oh, you're kidding. Okay. Too bad. I was hoping that they might have gotten their hands on it and found out, something that could have helped the light. So, okay. Now, what did you feel was the upshot of the U.S. Veterans March on Washington, D.C.? What's your opinion on that?
Yeah, actually, I would say, finally, there is a certain degree of awakening in the United States. Not as big as I hope, but it's a good start.
Yeah, at least, and the truckers too,
Yes,
I mean,
yes,
and the
yes.
two of them together, that really did bring, of course, they blacked them out on Facebook and Twitter, unfortunately. But a lot of us were blogging them, so they did get a lot of coverage.
Yeah, that was good.
Yeah. Okay, and then what is your take on Snowden? I mean, is he going to stay in Russia? Is he going to continue to be a mouthpiece for leaked documents? What do you see his role being?
Well, he is just awakening the human masses to the reality of NSA what the NSA was doing for ages now, for decades. And finally, it's getting, everybody's beginning to realize what that means. And people just need some time to process those facts, and there will be a next layer of revelations, most likely not coming from him, but from somebody else. There is a certain project in preparation right now for somebody else to step up with new set of documents, which are even more interesting.
Wow, I look forward to that. Do you think that I don't, did you hear about the NSA, their super center in Utah? They had over 10 electrical meltdowns due to power surges, and this is over the last year. Is that kind of like a little help from our friends upstairs, or can you comment on it?
Little help of friends upstairs, friends downstairs, and horizontal friends.
Okay, I love it. Now, hey, this is a good question for you. What is going on between the Dutch, the Russians, and the whole Greenpeace activist thing? And let me just preface this by saying that you know that there were a bunch of them that were imprisoned. They were thrown in jail. But at the same time, there was supposedly some sort of diplomat from Russia that was. I think he was busted for pedophilia and they were totally outraged. And then there was a Dutch diplomat in Russia who was, I believe, assassinated. So what's that all about?
Russia is still not a completely democratical country as any country on the planet is. And there are two things going on there which are not right.
And can you comment on them or
Well,
no?
this is all I will say at the moment. This is
Okay.
just that those activists are actually victims of the system.
Too bad. Yeah, and kind of like at the wrong place at the wrong time, or just
Yes, exactly.
poking
For
their
sure.
heads. Yeah,
Yeah.
poking their nose in a place that was a little bit too sensitive for international information.
I would say that everybody that's doing that kind of activist work is exposing himself to a certain risk.
Ah, okay. And speaking of just what Kober said a minute ago, I just want to read this to everybody. Russia was busted for seizing $7.6 billion in savings from private pension funds this month. So there's another reason to get your money out of the bank. Okay, Kober, this whole thing with the Washington, D.C. police, you heard about them killing an unarmed mother
Yes.
with her baby. Was that
Yes.
just another sidetracking us and getting us distracted?
I would say it is an overreaction from the police forces, which was triggered by the Archons.
Okay. And of course, on the good side, what it's doing is it's bringing again light to the overusage of prescription drugs, which apparently she was on.
Also, yes. Also, actually, all this serves as another awakening call for people to become aware of the situation and unite.
Correct, I agree. Now, you and I have talked many, many times about bitcoins, and they apparently dropped, and the FBI shut down the website. Do you have any information on that, where that stands right now?
I would say there are forces of light working on this to be reactivated again.
Cool. And of course, they're hoping to get this back up and running by before the end of the year.
Even sooner if possible.
I hope so. So much going on, my God. Now, how about here it is. Iran's cyber warfare commander was assassinated, and it said Israel's leader Netanyahu has been dismissive of Iran's diplomatic efforts to avoid war, and they're trying to create support for an attack. So, it says here that he was implicated in the assassination of five Iranian nuclear scientists and a weapons specialist. Can you comment on that? I mean, is that to do with the weapons of mass destruction, as they call it? Does it have to do with the chemtrails and the nasty stuff that they've been spraying in the sky, or is it something different?
I would say that the Israel cabal was trying to remove as many scientists that were working on advanced projects because they didn't want certain countries to get access to nuclear technology and other technologies. And this is going on for years. This is old news, actually.
Okay. Okay, and you also heard about the Oath Keepers, which I thought was just awesome. when I found that out. They've organized over 30,000 members. Everybody look into the Oath Keepers because they really have a good agenda, and they're based on a local level, providing the community with security and support in times of chaos. So definitely check them out. They have memberships and they are open to everybody. So I wanted to point that out. Okay, so Cobra, you know, we talked a little bit about the dimensions, and one of the questions that came in from a listener was, she said, the Matrix exists in this dimension, but she says, I also know that it exists in the fifth dimension. She said, we can't reach full consciousness until we get to the sixth dimension, and she wanted you to comment on that.
Well, you see, those descriptions of dimensions are just names that mean different things to different people. So until there is a certain agreement made on the planet about what each dimension means, I will not be able to comment on that.
Right. And like you said before, it's a little bit complicated for us to wrap our brains around it in the first place, right?
Actually, it's pretty simple, but
okay.
People need to have enough consensus because language, you know, it's a tricky thing. If I say a sentence and this sentence can mean any kind of thing, any kind of various things for different people. So
now, getting back to the original thing, which I was going to talk to you about, which is the event, I wanted to read this. It says, there will not be one living soul or animal or insect or creature or plant, anything that's alive, that will not be affected by it. They will not sleep through it. They will not carry on watching the television. It will affect us all. How do you, Cobra, perceive the day of the event? How do you see it unfolding?
Well, there will definitely be a spiritual aspect to it, but people will perceive that according to their own vibrational frequency. But the physical aspect of it will be undeniable, especially because there will be announcements in the mass media. And of course, the financial system will be shut down. So this will be a big thing for human beings.
Yes.
And then there will be leaks of information, quite important things over the mass media. Starting from day one, to educate the masses, and this will be very important, and people will begin to awaken drastically.
But God, it feels so close, and I'm sure you can't comment on that, but it just feels like there's been so many good things that have happened. There's been a lot of good victories by the light. You would agree with that, right?
Yes.
Yes. I mean, a lot of good progress made. Now, the Quiche Foundation, do you feel that they're making some progress? I had somebody from Spain write in, and they said that Quiche was developing a technology called plasma technology that allows us to be able to space travel and have endless electricity and transportation. He also gave this technology to Iran and other countries. What do you think about that? And you know, he was also commenting that the Agarthans released this technology to the surface quite a while ago. He wanted you to comment.
I have seen many different technologies that are being developed, but none of those technologies has reached a point yet for the mass distribution. That's the only thing that's important.
Yes.
And we are very close to that. Actually, there are many various groups working on this, and we are close to the breakthrough.
So do you feel like people, you know, like scientists and entrepreneurs and, you know, people that are making the headway in these types of technologies, are they in a much safer position now to be able to get them patented, to get them out there and not have the, you know, the backlash from the MIBs?
Actually, it's not a good thing to patent the technology. The best thing is to open source it, copy it, to get as many copies. It needs to go viral. And then to mass produce it. That's the strategy. Because the cabal controls the patenting process still. And if you bypass that, you will be. There is a greater chance of success.
God, that's a really good point. I'm glad.
Because if you make it viral, the cabal cannot control every single little outlet of information.
Right, right.
And when it's out there, everybody will be able to copy it. It begins to revolutionize everything on the planet. And that's the beginning. In the old way, this will not happen. And this human factor of greed and inability to cooperate is the main factor why we don't have free energy yet.
Well, thank you for that. I'm glad I brought that up. So, Cobra, we're getting to the end of the hour. And
yes.
I once again just want to thank you for all your hard work and diligence and commitment. And I want to thank everybody that's listening for all your support to galacticconnection.com. and continue to support Cobra and I. We do work lots and lots of hours. I know I'm really mellow today, Cobra, but I just got out of an amazing technology. Oh my gosh, I'll tell you about it later. But I'm feeling really good. We've been doing some work this weekend. We feel like we've been at least doing our bit to assist the planet. And I ask all of you to do the same, because if we reunite and not give up, we are definitely on the road to victory. So, Cobra, do you have any last minute comments that you wanted to share with everybody?
Yes, we're actually getting closer to the activation of the Ion Portal on the 23rd of November, and I would ask as many people as possible to participate in their own location with this meditation, with instructions that have been given, or even better, to join us in Florence, Italy.
Florence is one of my favorite cities. Oh, I love that place. When is this? November 23rd?
Yes.
Okay. And how long are you going to be there for?
It will be just a one-day event,
Just
just on that Saturday.
one day. Okay. Okay, cool. Well, everybody, thank you for stopping by our radio program, and we will see Cobra on the other side of next month. Boy, next month's going to be exciting, Cobra, because we'll be
Yes, it
talking
will.
all about the astrological implications. So I wish everybody well. I love you all. Thank you for your support. Please continue to consider donations for our free service, and we will talk to you next month. Thanks again. And thank you, Cobra.
Thank you, everybody, for listening, and we hope the changes can happen soon.
Yes, we do. Bye.